A big change in the final plans is going to be the input that agencies received from over 25 data center specialists from across the government. So when they initially submitted their plans, we convened a team of 25 people to give agencies specific feedback in terms of how aggressive they were being as far as their plans were concerned, what they needed to do to make sure that they were grounded in reality and were being practical, and to make sure that they're also taking a horizontal view of the potential as far as consolidation is concerned, and looking at game-changing technologies and not just essentially webifying their old business processes.
Interesting. 25 data center specialists. Now, where'd you find these people? Because obviously, as you well know, certain technical skills are in short demand across government. But secondly, the growth of data centers across government leads one to kind of say, were there any specialists?
Absolutely. There are people who are, you know, coming from all over the government. And what we did is we detailed over 25 people essentially through advertising the types of folks we were interested in, and people volunteered from multiple agencies. And we wanted to make sure that we were going deep as far as looking at these plans, and that agencies were benefiting from a rigorous debate around how aggressive they were being as part of their own plans.
Is this group of details, is it a short detail, is it just like a month or 3 months, or will they continue to help out as those final plans come in?
This was actually a very short period focused primarily on critiquing the plans that were submitted, and we will tap into these resources on demand as we move forward from these final plans that are going to be submitted, and making sure that as part of the fiscal year 2012 budget process, that the decisions that we will make are being made so with input from various people across the government.
Because there's several agencies that have seen success in data center consolidation. DHS is probably one of the most shining examples. I know the Army is going down that path. Give us some idea of the timetable for OMB to review these plans, to approve them. Is it all based on the 2012 budget process?
Well, it was actually purposefully tied to the 2012 budget process. And the reason for that was to make sure that as we were leveraging the policy levers to make sure that as we embark on the largest data center consolidation effort in history, that we were tying it to substantive changes in terms of out-year budget. Now, this is not going to happen overnight, obviously, but it's very, very important that we lay this new foundation upon which what we're not doing is continually growing these data centers out of control, but that we're being thoughtful and we're looking at this problem from multiple lenses, not just from the lens of technology, but also from a lens of real property and sustainability, and bringing all those communities together to make sure that the investments we're making in the future are done so in the context of also our budgeting processes.
If this is a part of the 2012 budget process, agencies will still have expectations in 2011 as well. Is that correct?
Absolutely. And that was part of why we had a very rigorous review of these plans in draft form and now as they move into final form. And I'm looking forward to dissecting each of these plans to make sure that we are being aggressive enough. And if there are things that we can do now to save taxpayer dollars or to improve service, that we act on those potential opportunities immediately.
Are there some things that you expect agencies will be able to do now? For instance, consolidating owned instead of leased buildings or leased data centers, but owned ones where agency X has five data centers that are all at 50% or 20% usage. Do you see stuff that can be done without the budget necessary, without policy changes?
I mean, we're already seeing that happening. You know, you pointed to Department of Homeland Security as being a good example. Another example is NASA, where NASA is totally rethinking its entire data center strategy. Or if we look at the Department of Interior, it's beginning as part of not just the data center consolidation initiative, but also as a function of the high priority IT initiative, we're taking those actions actually in this fiscal year and the coming fiscal year.
You've been saying for more than a year that there's more than 1,100 data centers across the government. Agencies had that initial baseline inventory, I guess, earlier this year, I think June timeframe. Are we still at 1,100? Do we actually have more than 1,100? And what are the results you're seeing from those inventories that agencies did?
Well, look, the number is going to be north of 1,100, and we'll be releasing that number within the next month.
So you don't want to give me a little bit of a preview?
North of 1,100.
Yeah, but that could be 1,101, right?
It's more than 1,101.
All right, fair enough. The fact is that even though agencies have had that baseline inventory done for a month or so, it's because the consolidation plan, things could change a little bit. And is that what you're waiting for before releasing the number?
Well, we want to make sure that agencies are spending the appropriate amount of time and due diligence to make sure that the number, which will serve as a baseline for years to come, is actually well vetted. They've thought through it. They've made sure they've looked at all of their inventory, and it's consistent with the definition of a data center, because the reality is that there's a distinction between having a telco closet on one floor and calling that a data center versus actually a data center with servers and routers and switches and that consumes significant amounts of energy because of cooling needs across the board.
And that was actually my next exact same question is, how are you guys dealing with the fact is that some people have a couple of computers who act as servers in a closet, and they kind of help run a piece of the infrastructure while other agencies have huge data centers that are out in, you know, different parts of the country. How are you slicing that?
Again, going back to the Uptime Institute definition, making sure that what we're defining as a data center is a room that's devoted to data processing servers, typically greater than 500 square feet, and meets the industry standard for tier classification as defined by the Uptime Institute. But also the team of 25 people that went through these initial consolidation plans and gave feedback looked at these numbers and looked at how agencies were defining what a data center is. So it's both coming up with a common taxonomy and then making sure that there's peer review of the plans and how agencies are defining these data centers.